lucky spin, epic wins, endless fun with 1x bet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Anti-Corruption Commission has urged Zambia to take ownership of the fight against corruption. Vice President Mutahi Nalumango has disclosed that the process of reuniting married couples in the public service is ongoing. In international news, talks between the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Rwandan-backed M23 rebel group are moving in the right direction. And in sports, Barbara Banda and Rachel Kunandanji are in the race for the Golden Boot at the ongoing WAFCON.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Anti-Corruption Commission has called on Zambians to rise above complacency and take ownership of the fight against corruption. Today, Zambia joins the rest of the African continent in commemorating African Anti-Corruption Day under the theme Promoting Human Dignity in the Fight Against Corruption. The commemoration, rooted in the African Union Convention on Prevention and Combating Corruption, serves as a rallying call for citizens, institutions and leaders to stand united in the fight against corruption. Speaking during the celebration, Anti-Corruption Commission ACC Director General Daphne Chawu highlighted that corruption is not merely a violation of the law, but a profound attack on human dignity. Mrs. Chawu noted that Zambia's ratification of the AU Convention, alongside 47 other member states, reflects the country's firm and unwavering stance against corruption in all its forms. The Director General further emphasized the urgent need to place human dignity at the center of anti-corruption efforts. She underscored that promoting integrity, transparency and accountability is not optional. It is foundational to good governance and social justice. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services notes the conviction and sentencing of two of its officers by the Livingstone Magistrate Court, a development that demonstrates government's commitment to promoting integrity, accountability and transparency in the public service and to protecting the interests of vulnerable communities. Paul Muma, 35, District Community Development Officer, and Ali Kiambayamba, 37, Community Development Assistant, have each been sentenced to 18 months imprisonment for theft by public servant, contrary to the laws of Zambia. The two officers were arrested in December 2023 after investigations revealed that they had stolen farming inputs intended for poor and vulnerable households. The stolen inputs included 38 by 50 kilogram bags of decompound fertilizer, 19 by 50 kg bags of urea, 19 by 10 kg bags of maize seed and 10 by 10 kilogram bags of groundnuts valued at 85,800 kwacha. Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Principal Public Relations Officer Glenda Nachinga says this conviction is a sobering reminder that public officers have a sacred responsibility to serve with honesty and fairness. Ms. Nachinga said any betrayal of that trust has far-reaching consequences, not just for the officers involved, but for the communities that rely on government support to improve their lives.
This particular case demonstrates government's commitment to accountability and transparency. And as a ministry, we'd like to take this opportunity to thank members of the public for being vigilant and bringing to the fore this particular matter. We'd also like to urge more members of the public to be vigilant and report any suspicious cases. We'd also like to take opportunity advantage of this opportunity to urge all staff to uphold integrity and professionalism, and also respect for the rule of law in the delivery of service, as the welfare of vulnerable citizens depends on our collective commitment to ethical conduct.
Vice President Mrs. Mutahi Nalumango has disclosed that the process of reuniting married couples in the public service is ongoing, but at a slow pace. Mrs. Nalumango attributed the delay to applicants' dishonesty after the emeritus status during the job application process, often driven by desperation for employment. The Vice President was responding to a question from Isoka Member of Parliament Marjorie Nakaponda during the Vice President's question time in Parliament today. She explained that some individuals, after being transferred to distant locations and working for only a few months, would apply for transfers, citing the need to reunite with their spouses, adding that this trend has hindered the transfer process, making it challenging to unite all couples. In 2021, President Hakainde Hichilema gave a directive emphasizing that married couples working in the public service, judiciary and local government should not be separated due to transfers. Eastern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Louis Mwape has called for increased productivity across all 21 farm-led irrigation schemes in the province. Mr. Mwape has urged district agricultural coordinators to collaborate and share their best practices to enhance performance. He says the irrigation scheme in Sinda is currently performing better. Mr. Mwape added that the province aims to boost the effectiveness of the schemes by providing solar-powered industrial boreholes.
A very successful story, and I think that the various district agricultural coordinators need to come and exchange ideas on how our coordinator here is doing for Sinda, how he's managing the plots, because as you can see, there's a lot of productivity in the area, and the choice of crops, I think, is what is also inspiring the farmers. So, from government side, this is what you want to see.
In international news, talks between the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and the Rwandan-backed M23 rebel group are moving in the right direction, a diplomatic source told AFP, as negotiations continue between the two parties in Qatar. Congolese and M23 negotiators are currently working with Qatari mediators to try to overcome the remaining obstacles, the same diplomatic source told AFP, speaking on condition of anonymity. We monitored African news.
Talks between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Rwandan-backed M23 rebel group are moving in the right direction, a diplomatic source told AFP, as negotiations continue between the two parties in Qatar. Last week, the M23 had called for the resumption of talks to resolve outstanding issues in the peace deal facilitated by the U.S. and signed in Washington last month between Kinshasa and Kigali. The treaty is aimed at putting an end to the fighting that's claimed thousands of lives in eastern Congo. But unless M23, the most prominent armed group fighting in the region, agrees to it, the conflict is unlikely to end. Many Congolese see the pact as an opportunity for the US to acquire critical minerals after their government reached out to Washington for support in fighting the rebels.
Still in international news, before President Faustin Archange Touadéra, the all-powerful rebel leader Ali Darassa officially put down his weapon to signal the end of his rebellion and the dissolution of his Unity for Peace in Central African Republic rebel group. The symbolic gesture in the capital Bangui Thursday came on the occasion of the signing of peace agreements between the two rebel groups, UPC and the 3R, Return, Reclamation and Rehabilitation. The groups have waged a campaign of hostilities against Bangui with a view to overthrow President Touadéra's government. African News tells us more.
A significant moment in the history of the Central African Republic. Before President Faustin Archange Touadéra, the all-powerful rebel leader Ali Darassa officially put down his weapon to signal the end of his rebellion and the dissolution of his group. The powerful gesture in the capital Bangui Thursday came on the occasion of the signing of a peace agreement with two rebel groups, the Unity for Peace in Central African Republic and the 3Rs. The groups have waged a campaign of hostilities against Bangui with a view to overthrow the government of President Touadéra.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best quality. continent, Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961